Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo. Welcome to The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, early in the a.m. doing my thing. It's not a bright, sunny day, but it's not necessarily a gloomy day here in the Northwest. So I got to say it's good. You know what I mean? Whenever it ain't cloudy, it's good. You know what I mean? Even when it's cloudy, it's not bad. But, I mean, the facts are the facts, and it's not a bad day today. So I'm loving it, right? Starting off my AM right. October 1st, the beginning of fall season officially. You know what I'm saying? You could say it's officially the beginning of fall when October drops. At least here in the Northwest you can, because, you know, some places still be really warm. But for us, the temperatures drop drastically towards the end of September, going into October, from what we was already experiencing. I mean drastically, like we dropped from like, because 70 out here is hot. Let me keep it funky with you. 70 out here is really warm. And then we drop like, bam, now we're like in 60, 61, you know what I mean? And it's funny because 60 in some places is still not bad. But here, 60 is not bad, but when the wind kicks up, definitely you can feel that fall coming upon your back. So that's what it is. The meat and potatoes of today, what we are talking about, Facebook feminists. Excuse me real quick. Let me clear my throat. Yeah. So Facebook feminists, how this came about was me and a friend were talking, and she was kind of going off. And I was surprised because it was a female, number one. But she was going off on some of her Facebook friends and the pictures they post and then the comments that, you know, how they comment to the comments that come after that. So we're going to get all into it. I'm going to give you the full breakdown. But foist, yes, I said foist. We got to talk about things going on in the world, man. A lot of news, a lot of media. RIP and my heart and feelings go out to those out in Hoboken, New Jersey. If you don't know, I am an East Coast dude, born in Philly, raised in Jersey. So I got to show love. That train that crashed out there, I'm not sure if everybody's hip, but let me put you on. It was a train that flew off track or ran off track, and it crashed into, like, some buildings out in Hoboken, New Jersey. Crazy thing is, like, 75 people were hurt. Only one person was dead. So definitely hoping that they all make a speedy recovery and get well. Man, I haven't heard a train going off the track or crashing since the Amtrak days, the SEPTA days, you know what I mean? So this is definitely, you know, I think it's going to be wild when they dig deep and go into the whole what happened and how it happened, man. Somebody's going to lose a job. Real talk. That's what it is. In the news. Now, I told y'all before, I'm not really following this whole election. Because, you know, if ever there was a time that they just, you know, the world or the government has just shown you, here's our puppets. This is that time, right? If you never believed old money ran the country, if you really feel that your vote matters and you want to get out there and vote, then and you doubt certain things, if you don't see it now, I got to say this, man, you are a fool. These are two of the dumbest puppets they got up there, man. Like, they're just making a straight fuckery. That's the word I got to use. I got to use it, fuckery, of the election and how it's going down. I'm not following at all, but it's just corny to see the back and forth and how they're coming at each other's necks and all of that. I don't know, man. It's just whack to me, and I can't get it and get with it, and I'm not going to. So that is all the energy that I'm going to give to the election and election conversation. One thing on a positive note that I got to speak on, the Luke Cage show just dropped on Netflix, right? Now, I don't know if y'all hip, but Luke Cage is one of the first black superheroes, and as far as Marvel goes, as far as Marvel, he's a Marvel superhero, one of the first black Marvel superheroes, and he ends up getting dipped in the bat or something or whatever, or experimented on. Basically, his skin is like titanium, like as hard as titanium. And so he's bulletproof and he's dumb strong. But what I love about it is this is kind of like a reboot of the character. So Luke Cage, when he came out in the 60s, was like, had like a disco shirt and like these like weird pants, and he's like Three Musketeer type boots. Like, they really made, like, he was really corny looking. You know what I mean? Like, had an afro. Like they made him, he was just so powerful, dude. And his nickname was Power Man, like his superhero name. But the corny part about it was that Power Man, like, looked like he was ready to go clubbing, you know what I mean, out in the 60s/70 era. So I hated him as a kid. I hated Luke Cage because they just made him look so corny. Like, he was like, he just stepped off a Soul Train and was fighting crime. So I always hated it. But they gave him a reboot, a new look, coming in the 21st century, where he was kind of like just a bald-headed dude. He shaved his head. He was rocking like a little wife beater, just kind of like a little muscle shirt. And he kind of dropped the Power Man name, and he just was Luke Cage. And I love that. I love that. So they just put a new show on Netflix, man. I'm only episode 3, and it's bananas to me. I'm loving it. Dope show. Man. One word, bananas. Yes, sir. Marvel is doing their thing when it comes to these Netflix shows. I don't know if y'all hip, but let me put you on. And here's where a lot of people say, oh, Scooter, you're just such a Marvel fan. I like DC. I don't got a problem with DC. But it's kind of like, Democrats and Republican and Bloods and Crips. And like that's kind of how I always look at things, when you have these two dividing, when there's a line that can be split down the middle when you talk about different things. So, you know, East Coast, West Coast, so forth like that. Like, to me, Marvel's definitely East Coast, DC definitely West Coast. That's just what it is, you know. So when you have that dividing line, you got to see things. Like, Marvel was kicking DC's butt when it comes to their movies, when it comes to their Netflix shows. They're breaking kind of, I'll say DC's winning on their TV shows, on their regular TV shows, the joints that come on networks, Supergirl, Gotham, Green Arrow, Flash. They're handling Marvel on that. Marvel got a couple shows out there, but they're definitely not succeeding or doing as well as the DC shows. And when you look into, like, action figures and all that, because, yes, I'm a super geek. I go all the way down the line when I'm looking at, you know, how well a franchise is doing. Marvel is making action figures. DC is really not. I don't know if Marvel's is selling like that, but they definitely are making them. So I would say that they went in that level. Now, on the animated tip, DC is whooping Marvel's ass, straight up. DC is whooping Marvel's ass on the animated tip. So Marvel, if anybody out there working for Marvel's listening, you better get with it, man, because DC is on your heels with that. The only reason y'all staying alive is because of your shows, your action figures, and your movies. DC, you got to come with it, because your movies is garbage, straight up. They only do Batman well. Everything else has been whack. Whackism is what it is. But check out the Luke Cage, new joint on Netflix. I'm loving it. On a sad note, a Netflix original that I just read about, a show called The Get Down. Now, y'all remember me giving a little praise about a show called The Get Down. Netflix is saying they may cancel it. Like, I guess they said that it wasn't doing that well. And what's crazy is that they had like 3 million viewers or something like that, and they're saying that's not enough. Like, it wasn't enough for them, and it wasn't doing enough as far as numbers, that they're thinking about canceling the show, man. And I think, man, give it a chance. So Netflix, anybody working for Netflix out there listening in, give it a chance, man. The Get Down was dope. Maybe you got to be a hip-hop head to love it, you know, because it's kind of about the Funky Four plus one more. I, personally, yes, I said personally, I loved it. I thought it was dope, man. So check it out. It's still on Netflix. You can see it. But, again, they're talking about doing away with the show. I got to bring in my beautiful co-host, Miss Lala, see how she's doing this AM in the Northwest. Let me see what's good with her. Lala, what's happening with you, baby?
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me? Because I moved and I got signal issues out here. Can you hear me?
You're coming in.
Right on.
So what's going on?
Man, I just moved, but I'm interested to know more about what your coworker was talking about with the feminists on Facebook. I'm ready to hear about it.
We are definitely going to get, and as I do all my shows, I always set my music to the show. So I have a lot of feminist music set up for you ladies. I'm going to play something, and then we're going to get it right after this. ladies and gentlemen, coming back is The Stoop on Blog Talk Radio, and we will be talking about Facebook feminists.
Get it.
Again, I'm setting up the whole feminist conversation. So I'm doing this with music. I want y'all to feel that I'm representing you feminist women really well. So again, right after this, Lala and I will get into the feminist conversation that it is.
Those wanting money, those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation, covered, I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say Gucci down to the socks, rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking to Mitsubishi, girls pee-pee when they see me, Navajo creep me in they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it, if you think they're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friend Papa hit it, then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once the grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress this disc and diamond necklaces. Stretch Lexus is the sexiest, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that you man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
All I need is all I want, yeah. Yeah.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
You don't need
to that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Steeman. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act tough, that D. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben is traded in your Hyundai XL. Pull your quick CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Ripping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo? I got that good song, girl, you didn't know. I got that good song, girl, you didn't know. We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in it. The finest women, I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that man a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewind. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. This is the soup on blogtalkradio.com. Lala, did I properly convey my feminist views through music? Did I do that correctly?
Say that again.
I said, did I properly convey my feminist views through music just then?
I think so.
All right, so here it is. Again, we are talking Facebook feminists, the meat and potatoes of our show. That's what it is. So how it came about, Lala, is a friend of mine had a Facebook friend post this picture, right? So she shows me the picture. And the girl, honestly, I will honestly admit, was an attractive woman. And she had a nice figure. But she posts this picture of her sitting on, of course, it was the bathroom photo shoot. So she's doing the ass on the bathroom sink shot, you know.
The ghetto butt lift.
Right. So her butt's sticking up. Her butt's sticking out. Cleavage is out. Honestly, I couldn't tell you if the outfit was a cute outfit or not. It was one of those, like, one of those type of summertime almost dresses that kind of cling to everything. But right, like, the dress is like one of those that it's, like, caught right in the crack of her ass, right? So it's just, like, everything is just, like, bam. And so she's getting offended by the comments that dudes are leaving. And I guess some guy was like, well, look, yo, this is social media, and if you post a picture, guys are free to comment really however they want. If you don't like that, then why don't you make your page private or whatever, and that will go off even more. So I asked my friend, like, well, how do you feel about it? And she was like, yo, this pisses me off. And I was like, for real? She was like, yeah. And I said, well, that's your girl, though. She was like, but I hate these Facebook feminists. So this was coming from a woman. And I was like, first, like, yeah, she said, because here's the thing. She was like, this woman could have pulled the dress out of her ass. Clearly, she's like, you know what I mean? You know if something's in your ass or not. I hope women do. I mean, I know fellas, we know. You know what I'm saying?
She had a mirror, right?
Like, yeah, you know when something's there. You know when it's because it's uncomfortable. Let's keep it funky. It is what it is. So you know that the dress is up in your butt. You know you're sitting your butt on the counter. You're sticking your chest out. It's a low-cut dress on top of it, on top of all of this. And you're mad because these times. So then all these women chime in, I don't deserve, she don't deserve to be harassed and blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, they come in with, that's just like saying if a woman is wearing a tight dress or stretch pants outside, she deserves to get raped. Okay, first off, no, that's not saying that. I hate when women say that.
No, what did the guy say? What were some of the male comments?
I mean, of course, men was like, yo, I smash, I tap that, looking good, ma, you know.
Right.
So they're saying what dudes say. I mean, let's be real.
Because she's showing the goods.
Right. So let me lay something out there for y'all women in the world, right? Understand this. Men, very few men nowadays approach women in public. Facebook has taken over how you meet people, how you interact with people. It has. It's changed the game so much. You can see a beautiful woman out in the street, and when you normally would maybe go up and say, hey, how you doing? She's not going to respond. Back in the day, in the 90s, early 21st century, if you went up and said, hey, how you doing, or how you doing, beautiful, or anything to that effect, a woman would be like, oh, thank you, da, da, da. If she wasn't interested, she didn't have a problem telling you she wasn't interested. But now, because of Facebook, women have become desensitized to men's approach. So when men do approach, and they do come like, hey, how you doing, what's up, or hi, I'm beautiful, whatever, that comment falls on deaf ears. I just got 1,000 likes and a million beautifuls on Facebook. I don't need you coming up to tell me I'm beautiful. I know I'm beautiful. That's usually what they say. That's usually how they act.
Wow.
When you go on Facebook, this is how men are getting at women now. So when they're on Facebook, the first thing they do is, what's up, ma? Oh, I smashed that. I hit that. Because, one, understand this, ladies. They're not expecting to run into you. And honestly, most of them that make those type of comments don't care if they run into you. You're on Facebook. I don't know you. You don't know me. But you just put all of this out there for the world to see. I'm going to say whatever the hell I want to. And I can't really – I think it's corny that they do that. But I can't knock them because, look, at the end of the day, you put it out there. Make your page private. Make your pictures private if you don't want the world to comment. But obviously, because you're not making your page private, you want the world to see. You want somebody to say something. I'm sure you're not hoping your girlfriend's chiming like, girl, looking good. You can hear that from them anytime.
No, so I think what they want is men to lust after them, but when they get the comments they're not wanting, then they're upset. They want to hear how they're doing and all that. That's what they want.
So that's what it is? You think they want to be lusted after, but not harassed?
Well, that's my interpretation. If you're showing your goods and you're posing it and posting it for all to see, and then when the guy comes along and says, I'd smash that and this and that, and you're offended, but the other guys that are like, hey, beautiful, I see these things. I laugh at some of these women because most of them are men and most of them are just lusting because of the picture. And it's sad to me because she's equating it to I'm sexy because I got 42 likes and comments on that picture of my ass out. You know what I mean? And
right.
Ladies, I'm a lady. Ladies, listen, how you present yourself when someone sees you for the first time or when they look at you, especially men, look, men are visual beings more than we are, and so they're in the way ours do. It's going to be based on what they see most definitely. So if you're showing, then you're going to get the reaction of, okay, example. If I go walk by Tiffany's and I see these diamonds in a case, clean and secured, I'm going to be in awe and respectful. Whoa, that's very valuable. But when I go walk by a bin outside the store that's rummaged through and has a clearance sign hanging off the side, I might rummage through it too and not be real respectful and toss some things around because it's how you present yourself. Does that make any sense, Scooter?
That makes a lot of sense. So what you're
saying, that's coming from a lady.
These women on Facebook, these so-called feminists, they're clearance broads. They're clearance chicks.
They got themselves on a clearance bin. They're not even on the rack anymore. They in the bin. And I'm wondering why people rummaging through and acting any kind of way because they put themselves there.
Get them.
Me? I like to stay behind the case.
Yes.
You
Good.
Can look, but from afar.
Yes, if you disagree or want to chime in, feel free to call in 607-203-5357. We are talking
call
Facebook, it. You know, and I agree with you, Lala. I really do. And I love the fact that what you just said came out the mouth of a female, of a woman, because a lot of these women don't want it. And if a man says it, oh, he's hating. That's what they say. Oh, he's hating. He hating because I won't give him none.
The truth is, she's hating that he's not doing what she intended her exploitation would do. That's what's going on. She's mad that he's not saying what she wanted to hear, so she's hating on him.
Mm.
All that is a little projection.
In your face, ladies. In your face. From Lala.
Well, I wouldn't call them ladies, but...
Hey, you know what? I'm with you, though. I'm with you, and I understand, because here's the thing. This is what kills me about all these women on Facebook that get offended. These same women will post a picture of Shamar Moore with his shirt off or Brian White or any of these,
random dude with dreads and pecs.
And be like, ooh, girl, oh, I like that. I like something, you know. I like that chocolate and da da da. And it doesn't matter who the guy is. They'll post all these pictures of these dudes. You know, this is your morning wake up. You know, this is good to go with your coffee. All comment. And it's okay. It's okay for you to talk about this dude, regardless if he's famous or not. You're still doing the same thing. And it's okay for you to comment and talk about how sexy he is and blah blah blah. The funny part is, let a regular guy do that. Let a guy that's in your Facebook timeline pose with his shirt off, and he could be cut or ripped. You know, some that know him will comment, okay, you're looking good. But the women that don't will be like, oh, please, he's just another brother with his shirt off. Oh, my God, why he can't put some clothes on? You know, y'all are corny. Let me say this to you Facebook feminists. And reason I said Facebook feminists because it's just like being a Facebook. You know what I'm saying? You do all of this on Facebook. But then when you step from behind Facebook, when you actually out in the street, you're not this chick. Now, let me talk to the feminists of the world, right? This ain't just for you Facebook feminists. Let me talk to you feminist women of the world. I hate y'all, too. And let me just, I just got to say it. I hate y'all because I hate the woman that's all, I don't need to be objectified. Then stop objectifying yourself. Stop doing it. If you don't want comments, all right, let me say this. No, I don't believe if you wear stretch pants or something form-fitting out and about that you should be harassed. I don't believe that at all. But you cannot tell me you're not wearing it to be seen. Stop lying to yourself. I went to the bar last night, and I was with a friend, and the bartender chick, she was hot. Let me say this. I was at Cheers up in Tacoma, and this chick was hot. She had, like, a nice little fitted kind of, like, shirt on, a black shirt, and she had on these black jeans because we all know black is slimming. And she was put together. Let me tell y'all, fellas out there in the world, if you want to see hot white women, and I've got to be blunt when I say this, keep it funky with you, come to the Northwest. You will see white women that you ain't never seen before. Like, it blows my mind when I see these white women look like from the East Coast. I'm just saying. I got to put that out there. So this chick had all the body I'm used to seeing on the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? So she was put together. She had a back, front, everything. But you can't tell me, and even though her look was basic, it was just all black, jeans, and a fitting, like, kind of long T-shirt, you can't tell me she didn't wear that because she knew she was attractive in it. It was fitting. You see what I'm saying? Now, anybody can say, well, she's wearing it, that's the uniform for work. She could have bought some black Dickies, anything that was less tight, and wore that to work. Right? Am I wrong?
Right.
She could have worn anything that was less form-fitting. But as a bartender, it is good practice and smart business to wear something form-fitting because you know that you're servicing more guys than women, number one. And number two, these guys are going to keep coming to the bar because they want to see you. You're selling the illusion. You're selling the fact that, hey, this dude's going to drool over me, but at the end of the day, I will get nice tips. At the end of the day, he's going to buy more drinks. Once again, bringing nice tips. A large size.
Scooter, I'm going to tip a bartender, a female bartender that's more and looking good than one that looks sloppy because women admire other women. You know, that's the thing. We are dressing for other women, really. So,
right.
Yeah, you keep it together so that you get your money.
Right. Like, she's not going to, like I said, you could wear, this is the thing. I say this to women all the time. Like, when I was going to, I was in school at a community college, TCC, out here. Everywhere you look, there was, like, stretch pants nation. And I don't care if it was summer, winter, fall, spring, it was stretch pants nation. It was so many women in stretch pants, I thought that the school store had started making their own brand. It was that's how many stretch pants was out there. And women would be like, well, I wear it because it's comfortable, and I wear it because of this, and I wear it because of that. And all I could think of is I wear sweats when I'm at home, and my sweats are pretty damn comfortable. So you telling me you couldn't put some sweats on and come to school? Because when I think comfortable, I don't think something that's form-fitting or hugging me. I think something that's loose.
Right. We don't want to see your jewels.
Right. I'm thinking something that's loose and breathing and, you know, but maybe I'm wrong. You know, so, but that's what a lot of women say. Oh, these are comfortable.
Well,
that's where I'm wearing.
Scooter, let me say something. And there's going to be a lot of women that ain't going to like to hear this, but it's the truth. So
right.
Jack Nicholson might say, you can't handle the truth. Truth is, they're called leggings, and they were designed in the 80s, and the intention of them was to go on your legs, not to wear them without other covering. So what they were worn for was maybe under a short jean skirt in the winter. You put leggings on to, you know, cover your legs. It's like having socks that go all the way up. That's why they're called leggings. They're not called panties or, you know, bottom half. They're called leggings because they were only intended to cover your legs. You're supposed to wear something to cover your ass over it. Now here we are in 2016, and these females, ain't nobody teaching them, so they're just out here wearing leggings with a shirt. And to me, it's like looking at you out here in your underwear. Like, really? That's it? You stopped at the leggings? That looks like wearing tights. Nylons.
I did not know it.
So, you know, that's what it is. I don't do it. If I wear leggings, it's for my legs to keep them warm when I got, like, something over it, a skirt or shorts or something.
I lie, you are dropping jewels today in your face, in the face, in the face, in your face, lady. About that legging meant to be worn underneath something.
On your legs.
Oh, and you know what's crazy? I see women rocking them, and they be rocking them without underwear. I seen a woman out there.
Yeah, because they don't want panty lines. But they don't realize that because they're meant to wear under apparel, that when the sun hits you, now you see your butt crack. Because you're wearing something that's intended to be an undergarment, you know, like a girdle or like underwear, a bra, you know. So, yeah, it's shameful. It is. And then when the guys start catcalling and stuff because they're visual, they just seen the butt crack. They gonna react totally different because guess what? You ain't behind the glass. You got it all out there.
Clarence assholes. Clarence. This is on blogtalkradio.com. We are talking Facebook feminists, but we're talking feminists in general. Feel free to call in 607-203-5357. Lala dropping jewels on y'all asses just AM. And I gotta add to this. This is what I gotta add to this, because this is how you women act. The men, you want to front first, and then when you find out they are somebody, you want to get to smiling. We're going to be back right after this, man.
I know I can't afford to stop.
I was
for
my love to tell, dude. I was
that it's too
soon. So off, dog.
And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like capture big things, dual chip, money clip, phone flip the six range. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you could see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance. And that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist lace up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym, tone your frame up. A sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up. I tried to play it low key, but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance, and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica. She sipping Chris straight up, taking mine in the waist up. Seen two fans on the jam, Fareed is on the stand. Big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move in. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herb. Shocked to tell she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Most, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, preserved her crew especially. And honey love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. This baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Chicky eyes, sweet voice, call me mentally. Be conversating, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the CeeLo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me, dance with me?
She blew my whole head with that, dude. I was like, what? I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on, then, let's go. This is mad. So sick. I'm saying, yo, honey was so blazing. She was, yo, she was like Jane Kennedy, word walk. To my mother, man. She was that L, man. She take me to the dance floor and start whispering to me. Yo, let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't be coming right. I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laughed about it, traced the arms across my shoulder blades. They playing lover's rock, I got to fold the fingers on the waist. He and my butt up like the Arizona summer song finishing. She whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers in three. We debating late night conversation in the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing Gregory Isaacs like, if I don't, showing me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweet as taboo, burning candles,
whole potato. She call me at my jail, come now, I can't say though. Jensen tree trunks, rocking a piece from cocking her knees up. Champion lover, not ease up. 3 months, she call, I feel I'm running a fever. 6 months, I'm telling her I desperately need her. 9 months, two life sentences with shorty not around. I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight, we hook up and go at it. Burn a stogie, let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh, damn it. This on Harrison, full frantic. My number one's an answer by my fly, Taurus and Chantress. Next week, who hit me up? I saw Sharice at the kitty club with some banging ass agent playing Lay It Down and Lick Me Up.
What?
And that is how it goes, ladies. Let me say that. You go out there fronting, acting like you ain't interested in the dude, don't want to be bothered with the dude, then you find out he's somebody, and then you drink, you suck him in, and after you suck him in, then you disappear. That is the M.O. of the woman of the 21st century, but I digress. This is the Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. We are talking Facebook feminists and you women out here that don't want to be objectified or are steadily objectifying yourself. I am saying it. You have heard it here. Voice. Yes, I said voice. You have heard it here. I don't understand. If you don't want dudes lusting over you, stop doing stuff for them to lust over you. If you want to post pictures.
Scooter.
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's a really valuable jewel that's about to drop out the glass. I'm listening to your comments.
Cutting out.
So, I don't think these are feminists, and that's not fair to women who are about
women's rights. I think this is
a different breed of women we're talking about. Trying to attach feminism for their behavior.
So you don't think they're feminist at all? I think it's unfair
to label feminists as these kind of women, because there are activists who don't show themselves as we're describing, who really fight hard for women's rights, for equality in the workforce, for equal pay. And so right now I'm feeling like it's not fair, because they could be listening, and whether they are or not, they're still out there. So the kind of women that we're discussing today so far, I don't believe are feminists. I don't think it's fair to give them that title. I think it's a less than feminist something. We got to come up with something else.
Yeah, and that's why I was saying Facebook feminists, because like I said, they're feminists when it comes to this picture or that picture. But then any other time, it's not like they're not out
there. Okay, so we're
going
to clarify that's what Facebook feminists mean, and this does not mean the wonderful women who fight hard who are actual feminists. Fight for women's rights, because I don't want that to get misconstrued with our show. We don't feel that way. We appreciate those women.
This is for you fronting feminists, for the women that want to be feminists, you know.
Like little hoes, though, really. Just really little hoes.
And that's really, it's crazy to me, because, again, you have a lot of these women that are dressing in almost nothing nowadays. And I actually... So after this conversation with my friend, I decided to go down the list of, you know, when you go into on Facebook, it has the people you may know or people you might want to friend. And scroll down and see how many women were actually, like, just on there, you know, looking to be friended or I may know, and how many women actually were on there half naked. And as I'm scrolling down, it blew my mind, because most of the women that were on there that were, I'll say, 40 and under, and I'm just guesstimating, 40 and under, as I'm scrolling down, every shot, you know, breast out, butt out, you know, like every shot was like a look at me shot. Every shot was an attention getter. And these be the women that are mad. Now, again, I'm not saying because you pose half naked on your page that dudes need to harass you. I'm not saying that. Let me be clear. I'm not saying that just because you wear something you deserve to be harassed. What I'm saying is if you wear this and you're posing in this, then, yes, you lady may be harassed, and it may happen. So don't be so offended when it does happen, because look what you got on. Understand?
Can I keep it really funky, Scooter? With what you're saying right now, this word thirsty developed a couple of years back for a reason, and that's what it is. When you project those pictures out there, I don't want to say ladies, because you got growth. You got room to grow to get to that level. Girls, when you're projecting yourself like that out there, you look thirsty. So don't be surprised if these men are trying to throw some fluids your way. You look thirsty.
Look thirsty.
Get dressed.
Look thirsty. Don't get mad when someone's offering you a drink.
Fluids.
Yes. trying to give you some thirst quencher. Don't be mad about
right.
it. I can agree. It's weird.
These fellas are simple. Ladies, the fellas are pretty basic. You look like you need help. That's what they're offering, that kind of help.
You know, and again, I do think that some of these dudes, I mean, yeah, you make the rest of us look bad. Because then I cannot comment, even if I'm making a comment. But, you know, let me say this. I had a female that's in my Facebook timeline, and she's an attractive woman. Now, I'm the type of person that I probably will not say, oh, my God, you hot, you fine. That's just not me. That's not the type of dude I am. All right? I'm cut from a different cloth, and they don't even make that material anymore. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I need you to understand this. When I see a hot female and she posts a picture, I normally will say something like, oh, man, you know, this is a beautiful picture, but the grass in the background need to be cut. Or, you know, like, you know, this is a nice picture, but you got a little crumb in your nose. Doesn't mean you do. I'm going to say something like that because that's the type of dude I am. You know, it's not hatred. It's not. I'm not going to say what the typical guy or the average guy would say. So this woman that I used to comment on.
Well, and you don't have to say the obvious. Obviously, she's beautiful. So you're being charismatic about it.
Thank you. Obviously, you're beautiful. You know you're beautiful. You posted the picture. You didn't post it because you thought she was ugly in it.
Right.
I mean, let's keep it. So this chick who I had really never spoke to ended up, we were just Facebook friends. She messages me, and she says, can I ask you a question? And I said, yeah, go ahead. She said, what's up with all the hate in my pictures? And I said, hating your pictures? Like, when have I hated on any of your pictures? She was like, you never say, you know, positive stuff. And I was like, actually, I do. I always comment you like, oh, beautiful smile, but you got something in your teeth. You know, now you know when you look at the picture, there's nothing in your teeth. You should know you took the picture, you know. But, I explained to her, like, yo, I'm just joking with you. I'm just clowning with you. Because every dude on your timeline is saying to you, hot, hey, beautiful, you hot, this and that. Like, I felt like, would you rather me say, oh, man, I can't wait to smash that, you know.
It sounds like that's what she wants, and that's what we was talking about earlier. These girls these days, they equate that to value. Oh, I'm sexy. Oh, he wants to do me. That's all they've got to offer. And so if the men are wanting that, I'm the most valuable. That's how they see themselves.
And
I see him as the biggest hoe.
And I commented. Like I said, we talked, and I told her, I said, look, this is how I said, I'm just not the dude that's going to say what the average dude says. I said, I'm just letting you know. I mean, yeah, you know, the pictures are cute. But I'm just not going to respond the way these other dudes respond. And she was like, I mean, I give her credit. She was cool. She was like, okay, I see. So now she understood my sense of humor. And then from that day forth, when I did fall back from comment after that because I felt like, you know,
right.
You want me to be like everybody else. But when I commented from that day forth, she kind of understood. So she didn't act funky or nothing. She was like, you know, kind of like my post, ha, 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 whatever. But it was wild to me that she really was like, yo, why are you hating? I'm like, I'm not hating on you. I definitely see that you're an attractive woman. But, hey, like, at the end of the day, dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody sees you.
You know, Scooter, this could turn into a whole nother show because while you're talking, I'm over here thinking deeper and deeper. And there is a real underlying problem with the women in our society, our culture over here in the U.S.
Indeed.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
True.
Because that's so backwards. That's so, I only have this to offer, and if you don't come at me like you're thirsty like the other guys do, then to me that equates that you're not giving me value. They give me value. You understand what I'm saying, Scooter? And they're lost. They're lost.
Mm. Lala, get at y'all this AM, and I am loving it. I'm loving it.
Well, it's deeper. It's deeper. What we're seeing is a problem. We're discussing it as kind of, you know, what's wrong with these people? But it's signs of a bigger problem. And most of them wear leggings with nothing over them.
And that's real talk, ladies.
To the will.
Man. As always, I, you know, when we get down to the last minutes of the show, I love to end it with music. And because I've been playing all this feminist music for y'all, Facebook feminists, I'm going to keep it funky and do it some more. Lala, any last words?
Just, ladies, love yourself, man. Change the people you're around because there's better. Always seek better. If you seek it, you'll find it.
No doubt. And I'm going to say, don't post pictures if you don't want dudes to comment. Make it private.
Right.
If you really are just posting this picture because you want to show your friends or people that you look good in the outfit, make it private. Because if you're not making private, then you're just trying to show off, and you're going to get what you get. That's just what it is. Know it, like it, love it.
Word.
We out, man. This is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. Catch us same bat time, same bat channel next week. And we'll be hitting you up. Again, I got my feminist music bumping. So,
I was at the mall, sipping on a milkshake, playing the wall, taking a break, admiring the girls with the bamboo earrings, baby hair, and body built to swing. That's when I seen her, her name was Tina, grace and poise, kinda like a ballerina. I said, how you doing? My name's Big L. Don't ask me how I'm living, cause yo, I'm living swell. But then again, I'm living kinda foul, cause my girl don't know that I'm out on the prowl. To make a long story short, I got the digits. Called her on my car phone and paid her a visit. I was spanking her and thanking her, chewing her and doing her, laughing cause my girl didn't know that I was screwing her. Laying like a king, my sheets of satin. That's what time it is, you know what's happening. She had a big old booty, I was doing my duty. I mean, yo, I admit that my girl's a cutie, but Tina was exotic, Earl's my witness, with the kind of legs that put stockings out of business. When I went home, I kissed my girl on the cheek, but in the back of my mind, it was a big butt freak. I sat my girl down, I couldn't hold it in, and said to her, with a devilish grin, Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. I went to the high school about 3 o'clock to try to catch a cutie, ride my jock, my homeboy's Jeep, system blasting, cold 40 dogs, smiling and laughing, girls all over, the kind I adore. I felt like a kid in a candy store. That's when I seen her, her name was Brenda, she had the kind of booty that I'd always remember. I said to my man, stop the Jeep, she's only 17, but yo, don't sleep. I kicked the bait like an NFL punter and scoped the booty like a big game hunter. I said to the girl, yo, you look tired, let's go get some rest, relax by the fire. I put the big booty on the basket rug, she gave me a kiss, I gave her a hug. I said to the girl, them young boys ain't nothing, you wanna get freaky, let me kiss your belly button. I circled it and teased it and made a squeal, grabbed a pack of bullets and pulled out the steel. When I was through, I wiped the sweat from my eyes, went to the kitchen and got some sweet potato pies. Tina busted in my house while I was eating, you know what I said, too bad you caught me cheating, but Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. I went to Red Lobster for shrimp and steak around the time when the waitresses are on their lunch break. I pulled in the parking lot, parked my car. Somebody shouted out, I don't care who you are. I paid it no attention, I walked aside. Brian had a 9 and he was chilling in the ride. I walked in the place, everybody was looking. And shrimp and steak wasn't the only thing cooking. I sat down to eat, ordered my food. I said to the waitress, I don't mean to be rude, but I'll take you on a platter. She said, you got a girl. I said, it don't matter. You look like you're tastier than piping hot pizza. What's your name? She said, my tag says Lisa. I said, okay, you're smart and all that, but when you get off work, yo, I'll be back. She looked at me and said, make yourself clear. L, where we going? I said, right here. She looked kind of puzzled. I said, you'll see. I pulled up at 10 on the DOT. When she walked out the door, I threw my tongue down her throat. Pushed her back aside, pulled up her coat, laid her on the table, placed my order, and gave her a tip much bigger than a quarter. On and on till the break of dawn, all over the restaurant, word is born. I heard somebody coughing, I checked my watch, I couldn't believe it said 9 o'clock. I grabbed my pants, put on my Kango. Who did I see? Oh, yo, it was Brenda. Yo, she worked at Red Lobster, but I didn't remember. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya! Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya!
I'm talking to him.
Check it out. Check it out. This here goes out to all the niggas that be fucking mad bitches and other niggas' cribs. Niggas shit is sweet. Niggas creep up on your ass. Live niggas respect it. Check it. I kick flows for ya, kick down doors for ya. Even left all my motherfucking hoes for ya. Niggas think Frankie pussy whip, nigga picture that. With the Kodak, it's the Mac pack, we don't get down like that. Made my game down quite flat. Sweetness, when you park that. Petiteness, but that ass fat. She got a body, make a nigga wanna eat that. I'm fucking with you, the bitch official though. Bit harder than the missile, yo. Try to hit it if she tripping, disappearing like Arsenio. Yo, the bitch push a double O with the five in front. Probably a cannabis stunt, y'all drive in front. I'ma peel with her, find a deal with her. She fuck around and steal, huh? Then we all get laced. Television, Versace heaven, when I'm up in them. The shit she kick, all the shit's legit. She get dick from a player off the New York Knicks. Nigga trick ridiculous, the shit was plus. She stressing me to fuck, like she was in the rush. We fucked in his bed, quite dangerous. I'm in his ass while he playing against the Utah Jazz. My 112, CD blast, I was passed. She came twice, I came last, roll the grass. She giggled, saying I'm smoking on homegrown. Then I heard a moan, honey, I'm home, yup. So prone for situations like this. I'm up in this broad, I know he gon' like this. Now I'm like, bitch, you better talk to him before the fist put a spark to him. Fuck around, shit, get dark to him. Put a part through him, lose a major part to him. Arm, legs, she begging me to stop, but the cap getting closer. Getting hot like a toaster, a cock toast, Before my eyes could blink, she screams out, honey, bring me up something to drink. He go back downstairs, more time to think. My brain racing, telling me to stay patient. She don't know I'm cool as a fan, got in hand. I don't wanna blast her man, but I can and I will though. I'm trying to chill though, even though situation looking kinda ill, yo. It came to me like a song I wrote. Told the bitch, give me a scarf, pillowcase, some rope. Got dressed quick, tied a scarf around my face. Broke the bitch up, gagged her mouth with the pillowcase. Played the cut, nigga coming on some love close as shit. Flash the heat on him, he stood emotionless. Dropped the glass, screaming, don't blast. Here's the stash, 100 cash, just don't shoot my ass, please. Nigga pulling mad G's out the floor. Put stacks in the front of that sack. Hit the door, grab the keys to the 5. Call my niggas on the cell, bring some weed. I got a story to tell.
Y'all niggas ain't gon' believe what the fuck happened to me. Remember that bitch I left the club with, man?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm up in this bitch crib. This bitch fuck with one of them old Nick ass niggas and shit. I'm up in this spot, so I don't know. I'm 6'5 niggas, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I'm up in the motherfucking spot, so